we're back with our second segment of Neil Young's 1972 classic, Harvest. Neil had recently seen a movie called Diary of a Mad Housewife. It was starring a blonde actress named Carrie Snodgrass. Neil Young later dated her, and they had a son named Zeke who had severe cerebral palsy. Carrie Snodgrass had a tragic life, which also included domestic violence at the hands of Neil Young's co-producer Jack Nitzsche, who dated her after Neil Young. Carrie Snodgrass died in 2004, but this song remains as a testament of Neil Young's early feelings for her.
Hollywood, I've been to Redwood, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for.
Heart of Gold is the song Neil Young is best known for, and it continues to gain airplay to this very day. James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt sing backup harmonies on the track. This song made it to number one on the Billboard chart. Probably one of the greatest compliments came from Bob Dylan, who said, "It bothered me every time I listened to Heart of Gold. I think it was up number one for a long time, and I'd say, shit, that's me. It sounds like me. It should as well be me." Next up, are you ready for the country?
Afternoon.
The backing vocals for this track were recorded in New York City later by David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash, and not in Neil's barn. We'll be right back with more of Neil Young's Harvest.